Hey, Mike.
Excuse me.
Hey, Mike. Hey, this
Hello.
is Mike myself. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So just to confirm, you're Michael Clark, right?
Yeah, who's this is Mike who?
Okay, so this is Mike Smith, and I'm calling you from Huff and Mazer. You just filled out.
Ah, okay. Sorry, you're breaking up a little on me there. Can you hear
I'm
me?
sorry. Is it
Okay,
better?
I can hear you. Yep, way better.
Okay, awesome. So, Mike, I'm calling in regards to your inquiry that you've just filled online, and you mentioned that you were
I
looking
lost you
for
again.
most probably
What?
for your fast find a sitter today company.
Correct.
Okay, and you also mentioned that the project is underway, so you'd like to have an SOS developer pick it up for you, right?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Tell me more about it. What are you trying to accomplish? Where has exactly the other development company dropped the ball? And what are you looking for in your next partner?
So their timeline, so we contracted with them in September. Their original timeline was 6 months, which we thought was kind of aggressive due to the kind of breadth of the app, and I'll go through it with you in a moment. But that put us in about beginning of April, and they missed that, and we kind of knew that was coming. But the end of March, they we said we knew we were off track, so we said, give us a hard deadline on when it'll actually be ready. So you know the whole app now, the design's all done, you know your developers, when will the actual app be ready? They gave us 6 to 8 weeks. Today is week six, and they just updated us again saying they're probably 8 to 10 weeks out from here, which obviously we found unacceptable, blaming it on the developers not being as efficient as they possibly can be, and basically not listening and doing whatever they want. So we said, okay, well, we need to go. We're going to go interview other app companies. We need to keep all of our options on the table because we have obviously tons of other things in the background. Because we were planning for a launch in what month are we in May? So end of this month, beginning of June. So we have a whole pipeline of parents, marketing team, our babysitters all onboarded, all of our contracts with our integration APIs, etc. And we told them that we need all of our code keys. I forget the exact term. Sorry, I'm doing 10 different things.
Yeah, the source code. Yep.
Source code. Thank you. And they are talking to their council. We have our council working on it, and they're going to give us a. So we're fully paid. The only payment we have left with them is when the app is fully developed. Because the last payment till the end. So we don't think there's an issue with getting everything they've done so far. We have the full Figma. We have, I guess we pretty much have everything that we could transfer over to you guys or whoever. But I just don't really know how to do that. I know I can give you access to my Figma and everything. But so we're working on how to get the source code and everything that they've done. We have a call with them and all legal counsel, etc., tomorrow afternoon, so I could update you probably on Monday with a better answer if you need it. But that's kind of the picture about where we're at with the app company. As for the app, the business, do you want to know what that is, or doesn't really matter?
Well, I've actually viewed some of the screens that you have on the website, so I think this gives me a good idea on what we're trying to accomplish, and then of course we can get delve into the finer details, and if they've given you like a scope of work document or like an LOE or something, that's something we can look at together probably on the next call. But otherwise, once I've covered a couple quick questions with you, so I think you've pretty much answered the first few for me. A couple things that I'd like to confirm with you before we go down this rabbit hole, and just to make sure we don't fall into the same pit, you and myself, and have a similar experience to what you have with the other company. You said you want to go live by the first week of January. I'm sorry, first week of June with this application and have the parents on board.
So that was the goal with them once they give us the new updated. So they gave us an estimated scope of work completion date of end of March for the first round. They blew that, and so the end of March they said, hey, we're not going to make the deadline. our new deadline is 6 to 8 weeks out. So that puts us at the end of May, beginning of June. So that was our timeline. Obviously, if we start over with an entire new development company, the likelihood of you guys being able to do everything in 3 weeks is probably zero, which I don't blame you, obviously.
That's right.
So I understand that it would you guys wouldn't be able to just pick up and do the whole thing in a month. I understand that.
Okay, so we have some room with the deadline, right? I mean, we can, as long as we can get this done for you as soon as possible with dedicated resources and whatnot and whatever we can do to accommodate this, you would be able to give us, say, an extra month, an extra 4 weeks to be able to complete this for you, right?
For sure. I would just treat it as a new contract, and obviously mm-hmm. we want ASAP. Because we had so many things being onboarded and going, but I wouldn't. I really just want like a real timeline because these guys obviously did not give us a real timeline three times now. If you tell me you can do it in 3 months, 4 months, then I would expect it to be 3-4 months. If you tell me you can do it in 4 weeks, and then we blow that, and then you tell me another 4 weeks, that would be going down the same road like we're doing with these guys. So I just want like a realistic timeline.
Yeah.
That we can actually hit together, yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. So, I mean, I'll give you an exact timeline, and, we'd have something in writing as well that's going to become a part of the contract as well, hopefully, if we get to that point and we have to work together. That, of course, is going to be after we can review what the other team has completed and how far out are we in terms of, what needs to be accomplished. Now, I'll just step back a bit and try and confirm a couple more things with you. So first things first, what kind of technology is this other team using to build the application for you? Is it a cross-platform or is it a native technology that they're using?
It's both. It's native and, Samsung or whatever the one is.
I mean,
I thought you were saying, like, are we going to launch on iPhones and Android devices, but
I think I have the answer to that. I can see both the logos on your website, so I think you're looking to go live on both the Android and iOS. The only thing I was trying to confirm is what kind of framework are they using? I mean, are they using React Native? Are they using Flutter?
Yeah.
Dart?
Sorry. Yeah. Yes. React Native. Sorry.
Okay. Awesome. So that's a cross-platform framework, and essentially, it's one code base that's built. And that can be deployed with a certain few variations, with a margin of variations that can be deployed to both the app stores. So that's figured. And React Native is, it's just all right. And, that's the kind of technology we can work with. The designs you mentioned are in Figma, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have the access to that? Would you like for us to kind of go through this together and be able to get a gist of the app as well?
So absolutely, I'm happy to send you the Figma. I am not the person who authorizes it because I don't have the code, the keys to it all, the source code, whatever. I would need to get you authorization, but I can do that.
Okay, awesome. And so talking about the features, I think in short, this is an aggregator marketplace for babysitters that you're looking to build. And I'm hoping that it's more than just your own company that's going to be offering the babysitting services on this platform. Is that correct?
Not really. So it's like Uber, but for babysitters. So it's not really a marketplace where we're matching everybody and they just upload their profile. It's where parents can actually just click a button like they're clicking a car ride from Uber. And we're matching them with the closest babysitter in proximity to them. And we're routing the babysitter based on her availability. They have like a screen just like an Uber driver would where they go online or go offline, so active or inactive. The parent just hits request and the closest in proximity gets routed to them. And the parent sees that it gets a little complex. The parent sees the tracking of the babysitter and the babysitter gets a GPS navigation to the parent's house.
Okay, perfect. Just exactly what I was thinking. So, it's an aggregator platform that you're looking to build. Now, I think I'd have to look at the code and be able to kind of PowerShell this at my end, kind of demo the code at our end to be able to see where we are exactly with this. How about the designs? Are you 100% satisfied, or do you need some kind of changes to the look and feel and the UI and the UX as well?
No, we like it. Our designer was great. We love the look of it. We like the Figma. We like the UI. We're pretty good on that. I think we just kind of need the building.
Okay. And as far as the integrations are concerned, you know, let's talk about payments, for example. So I know there's GPS tracking that's going to be connected to your phone's GPS. There's going to be an in-app camera feature as well, whereby, you know, the sitters can take pictures and they can send regular updates to parents after they've hired them.
So it's basically like a Calendly API for the babysitters to schedule an interview. Twilio, obviously, for the messaging back and forth and picture taking. Stripe as the payment platform.
Awesome.
Plaid is doing the parent ID check, which we've gone through their API. It all looks pretty good according to our project manager. And CheckR, CheckR, and the letter R. Checker does the background checks for does the background checks for the babysitters.
I think you're using Plaid for connecting their for babysitters to be able to connect their bank accounts rather than verification, so they can go ahead and have their payouts from the application, right?
No,
and then Checker
no.
For the verification.
Cause so Checker doesn't do ID checks; they only do background checks. So
that's
for the
right.
parent side, we didn't want to have to spend $28 per. So we're using Plaid. Plaid obviously does the banking information and everything, but they also do just a simple ID check where they use your phone camera to like make sure that you're using your camera instead of like using a picture and taking it, like, and it verifies that the license is real, not AI generated or anything. So they do have that, and I have the API I can send over to you.
Okay, awesome. And per the last update that you received from your developers, how far were you able to experience the application? I mean, how far was it working, or what kind of features were 100% working on it the last time you received it from them?
So we have it in test flight, and I can invite you to the test flight as well. But there's no back end to it. It's just screens and touching.
Okay. But that test flight is functional, right? I mean, you mentioned that you can give me the access to it. Is that correct?
Correct. And I have full admin access over that.
Okay. And as far as the interfaces are concerned, I think we're looking at about at least three interfaces, one for the babysitters, the nannies and babysitters that are going to be joining the application, the second one for the parents that are going to hire these babysitters from the platform, and a third one for yourselves, of course, that's going to allow you to maintain your application on the platform, and that I'm hoping is going to be a web-based admin panel, correct?
Correct. We have sorry, I should have told you that. We do have an admin panel that they have built. I think it's either done or just about done. But, you know, that's not the most technical part of this whole thing. But, yes, there is an admin dash, and that's in the Figma that you'll get access to.
Okay. Do you have the access to the actual admin panel as well? I mean, something that you can log into and, you know, like a website that you can go to? Or is that just in Figma right now?
I can get it. It's been built. I can get the access to the admin panel. We just haven't requested it yet, but I can get it.
Okay. Awesome. So, Michael, I think we're not too far with what I can tell based on my conversation with you. I mean, if they've shown you a couple builds on test flight, then that means the app is already in works, right? And, you know, there's some sort of code that we can leverage and we can use and pick off from. And so we'd be happy to take over. Now, I think as the next steps from here, what I'll do from here is I'll send you an email so we're better connected. And this email is going to come with our company profile. So it has our portfolio. It has, you know, the tech stack and everything. I've confirmed your tech stack as well, Calendly, Twilio for SMS and email verification emails and everything. Stripe is what we recommend for payment merchant. Plaid for you know, bank integrations, but even if it does, you know, the ID checks for you, I think that's 100% perfect. All of that works for us. So I think we are in the right direction. What I'll do from here is I'll send you an email so you have our company profile. You can get a better introduction about, you know, what Hoffman Mazur does, what kind of projects have you accomplished. And along with that, I can send you an optional mutual NDA as well if you'd like to sign that before the next conversation. If we can, I mean, I'd like to hopefully have the access to the test slide and the Figma for the app and the admin panel before our conversation sometime next week, ideally early next week. Is that something we can do?
Yep, that is absolutely doable. I'll have you test flight, and I have a call at 3, but either before that, if I can do it quickly, or right after.
Okay, awesome. So I'll send you my email address, and that way you can, you know where to send the test flight invitation to as well, and I think we'd be better connected via text message and email as well. For now, I just need the access to the Figma and the test slide. And then, in the meantime, you can also start working on getting your hands on the code from the other team, the source code, because we need to run that and be able to demo that before we can commit to you a timeline and be able to tell you exactly what kind of work remains on the application. Does that sound like a
plan? Yeah, it does. Thanks, Mike. The only question I have is if we run into an issue with like if their lawyer is just feet in the sand and we can't get anything out of them because unless we pay them the last installment for an app that they didn't finish, if you don't get any source code, but I'm able to give you the dash and the Figma and just assume you need to start all over with the source code, you could still give me a timeline, you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we could consider this, either as we're picking this up from the design, which is 100% doable. We do a fresh code for you, and I can give you a quotation on that as well. In fact, I can give you some numbers right now. I mean, once again, just to make sure, we don't get to go down a rabbit hole that's not accomplishable, right? I mean, I hate to talk about numbers up front, but given that I understand, on the high level what the app does and, what essentially is required, if we have to do the full development minus the design that you think you can get your hands on to, for all the three interfaces, which is the babysitter, the parents, and the admin, going live on Android and iOS, all included, at a one-time cost, I think this is going to come out to somewhere about $40,000 is what you're looking at as a one-time fee. Of course, this is going to be divided into milestones. You've already worked with developers, so you know how this works. It's going to be divided into milestones. If we have to pick up the development from a certain point where the code is available and now we just need to complete it and, complete the missing features and functions, that quotation or that, even the timeline for that, I need to review that before I can commit to you the numbers.
Okay. So the last installment we owe them is 12.5. And so I guess I need to get my hands on the code one way or the other to figure out, because if we can get you the source code and you're telling me, oh, it only costs $20,000, then it's worth me to pay them the $12,500. If you tell me it's still $40,000, then I might as well just cut bait and let you guys do the whole code part. But I can figure that out on my end.
Okay. All right. Yes, I'll leave you with that. And, in the meantime, we'll try and make progress and I'll try and give you numbers as soon as possible. For now, allow me to get back to you via email. Is there something else that you need apart from the company profile, which includes the portfolio and the mutual NDA that's optional? Do you need something else from us to begin your due diligence at your end?
No, I'll work on the test flight, the Figma and the admin dash, and get it over to you. I'll start getting that stuff to you as soon as I can, obviously, once I get your email.
All right, sir. That sounds awesome. Perfect. So I think we're on track. And that said, Michael, I think I had the information that I needed. Is there something else that you'd like to confirm before I let you go for the day and get back to you via email?
Nope, that's it. Let me know if I can help with anything, Mike. Appreciate it.
I'll get back to you. All right. Thank you, Mike. I'll let you go.
All right.
Enjoy the day. All right?
Thanks. You too. See ya.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.